Killorn holding on to the puck. Ducks holding on here. Strome high slot. A shot blocked by Huberdeau, and Anaheim holds on for a nice, impressive win against Calgary. And they're building the final 5-3.
And the last game of this long road trip, the Ducks, a great team win. A lot of scoring from a number of Ducks skaters, and it's got to feel good.
Oh, it does up here, I can tell you that. And I'll tell you what, since we have a bus trip to the airport coming up, I'm going to take a break here so Emerson can get ready. Alexis back in SoCal so you can get some questions answered. Text 714-940-2950. Express your opinion on the game. And that aspect is coming up next here on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn, presented by Gettle.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook and the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bbbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Today, when it comes to following sports, a basic box score just won't cut it. Get the stats behind the stats with NHL Edge. So you won't just see Makar's time on ice. You'll see where he spent it. You won't just know Matthew scored. You'll know how hard he shot it. And you won't just get OV's shot total. You'll know where he shot it from. Even if they're all from the same place. Know more about every stat, every shift, and every star with NHL Edge.
It's Kimberly Glacius on his all-new Don't Worry, Be Fluffy World Tour.
I like doing the voices in places where people can't see me, like drive-thrus. Oh, I'm evil at a drive-thru, man, except the one by my house because they know me.
How can I help you?
Yeah, let me have...
Pull up.
I did an order.
Gabriel, pull up.
Friday, April 19th, Honda Center. Get your tickets now at FluffyGuy.com. Don't miss a Anaheim. Kimberly Glacius. Don't Worry, Be Fluffy World Tour.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Avoid the penalty box. Parking at Honda Center will look a little different this season. So know before you go. Be sure to review all updates, maps, and more at HondaCenter.com/parking to reserve your spot today.
Anaheim Ducks hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the postgame show on Ducks Stream. The Anaheim Ducks coming away with a victory in their final game on this five-game road trip. A 5-3 win tonight over the Calgary Flames at the Saddle Dome. A great way to end the trip. Alexis Downey here with you. Emerson Needham at the Saddle Dome in Calgary right now. Emmer, what a way to end this road trip. A lot of good things to take away from this one, but your overall thoughts on how this one came away tonight?
Yeah, well, it truly is a great feeling here. The Ducks taking it was a great team win. There was so many keys, big pieces to getting this win. I mean, Jackson Lacombe had a great game. Gus Lindstrom has followed up with a series now of some really solid performances, and tonight was no different. Of course, Olin Zellweger and Cam Fowler had a big goal. I mean, between those two being just huge difference makers on the backhand, that really propelled and made it easy on the forward line to just go out and do what they did, and that's find open lanes. That is get to the front of the net. And look, a lot of goals from a few different players. It all came together in such a spectacular fashion here at the Scotiabank Saddle Dome.
And we're going to go through all the highlights now, talking about everything, as Emerson said, that came together for the Anaheim Ducks tonight. Starting in that first period, it was the Ducks. Great start in the first period. Mason McTavish getting a goal tipped in traffic in front of the net. Olin Zellweger with the initial shot, but McTavish with the goal.
Here's McTavish and Zegras, that duo. Now here's a chance to maybe make a play in front. Zellweger had moved in towards the front of the net but couldn't get to the pass. Now he has the puck. Fires when he scores! Olin Zellweger with a goal to give Anaheim a 1-0 lead here in Calgary.
Great to see Mason McTavish getting on the board once again. Back-to-back games now. Unfortunately, we wouldn't see him in the final period after he left the game, but had a great start and made a difference when he was on the ice, Emerson.
Yeah, and hopefully this is just even bigger things to come for Mason McTavish. You saw it last game, his relentlessness, his compete factor, especially in and around that blue paint. He does it again. He scores from right around that area, and I have a feeling he's going to be back at just that, the mojo that he had at the start of this season. I have a feeling it's back for Mason McTavish. He's dialed right now. He's moving his feet. He's winning puck battles, and he's just, what isn't he doing? He's playing fantastic. Mm-hmm.
The Ducks leading 1-0 after the first period, also out shooting Calgary in that one 13-6. So moving into the second, that was when McTavish kind of got awkwardly sandwiched and left the game early at that point, did not return. And then Calgary would get on the board next. It was Sharangovich who would get the power play goal, tipped it on Nazem Kadri's shot. Quick shot, 2:30 into that second period.
Yeah, took one up on the shoulder. Then on the other side, there's a shot, and Calgary scores on a one-time drive by Nazem Kadri. And the Flames are first on the board here in the second period. Have tied this hockey game up at one apiece.
Now, the Flames would keep it going at that point, too, as they got the next goal. Andre Kuzmenko getting a 2-1 lead at that point for Calgary. But Troy Terry on the power play, he would even things up. Another Zellweger shot that hit Leo Carlson in front. The puck bouncing over to Troy Terry, who put it in quickly.
Here's Zegras getting it in position to pass. Zellweger shoots, hit his teammate, and then a rebound score. The original shot hit Carlson, and there was Troy Terry coming from the other side of the goal crease to wrap it in and give Anaheim a 2-2 tie.
Emmer, it was a pretty busy second period overall on both sides of the ice. Calgary getting the upper hand in shots on that one, but busy on both ends.
Yeah, and look, it was just the Ducks team had a new sense of just puck support, It started with Zegras and Strome, and to start it off, Mason McTavish. And I thought when Vetrano was bumped up to that line. He continued on that great play that Mason McTavish left on. And look, it was the close support that really were helping one another out. It's just the small, continuous 5 foot, 6 foot, 7 foot plays that it helped the overall flow of things offensively for this Ducks team. And on that one, no different.
You talk about Vetrano getting bumped up to that second line in the McTavish absence. He would go on to have 6 shots on goal through the first 2 periods of the game. So tied up into the third, Cam Fowler would get the next goal for the Anaheim Ducks quickly in the third period, just 1:52 into it.
Meanwhile, the important item, though, is here. Get a win. Get a win before you head out to play. Zellweger, nice feed. Zegras in front of shot. Score! Cam Fowler, and that was as pretty a passing play, a shot by the Anaheim defensive that we've seen in a while. And the Ducks grab a 3-2 lead early in the third period.
Olin Zellweger helping once again on a goal. That was certainly a story in this one. But great to see Cam Fowler get on the board as well.
And great to see Trevor Zegras get an assist on that Cam Fowler goal. And look, it was a play for Zegras that it's really exemplified how he's played since coming back from injury. He should be at, in my opinion, 2 points per game since he's been back. I mean, he's been that effective. He's been creating that much. And really, guys around in previous games just have not been finishing off what he started. He has been playing so solid. And you saw right there on that play.
Another player that's been solid for the Anaheim Ducks, Alex Killorn. He would go on to have 2 goals in this game, but we're going to start with his first one that came 5:09 into the third period. A great pass from Troy Terry during a 3-on-2 rush.
Hear him off the backboard in his own zone, comes to center. 1-on-1 with Rasmus Anderson, puts it in front. Killorn shoots. He scores! Alex Killorn from Troy Terry. And the Ducks build up their lead. It's a 4-2 advantage.
Goal in the last 7 games, of course, having another one we'll get to in just a second. But Calgary would bring the game a little bit closer. Andrei Kuzmenko once again getting them within a goal. However, Alex Killorn getting his second of the game, a quick wrister off a rebound, 13-13 into the third period.
Rink wide flip for Troy Terry. Goes behind the net, moves away from Uyghur, gets it to Lacombe in front. Killorn scores! Nice pass from the defense. Quick wrist shot by Killorn, who just got the goal the Ducks gave up moments ago. 5-3 Anaheim.
So the Ducks 5-3 in this one. How big was Alex Killorn in that final period, Emmer?
Oh, he was huge. And, for the first 40 minutes of play, he was struggling to find it a little bit. I thought Leo was really going. Maybe Troy Terry had his moments of underwhelming play really early on, but he quickly got back out to find form. It really took Alex Killorn a little bit longer to find his touch, find his step here in this game. And look, he entered this game with 15 goals on the year. Who knows what he was thinking with only so few games remaining. Hey, can I get to that 20 goal mark? Well, with 17 now, few games left, I think he's better in a position to do so. I think he would really like to end with at least 20 goals. Look, he's 2 seasons ago, 25 tucks. Last season, 27, right? So it's just a number that with his point total being almost half of what it was last season. Look, he wants to get to that plateau and really start next year off on a high note.
And it was just 7 games ago that he had that 2-goal night against the Chicago Blackhawks back on the 21st of March. Emmer, we got a text on our text line specifically for both of us. I want to make sure to ask you. It says, with the big struggle of the Ducks not finding a way to win and yet making a comeback and showing signs of life needed, what happened between the past 2 leading up to now? Was it frustration from Cronin knowing the team wasn't finding success, or is it chemistry coming to life?
Well, I think it's really just maximizing simplicity. I mean, they have been so simple, and this was their most simple game as far as anything regarding the D zone. Just one pass, get it out, one quick cutback, and they were strong side off the glass. They kept it so simple. I really was taken aback to see Alex Killorn really deep, almost maybe right around the red line before, or maybe simultaneously when the Ducks got possession of that puck. I mean, he was stretched out, and it was just a play early on in particular that they were really aggressive when it comes to stretching out a few of their wingers and just all-out simplicity. So moving forward, they got to continue to do that. Even if they've been simple at times, one period, maybe two, it hasn't been for the full 60-plus minutes. They did it here tonight along with that close support, I think, were the two things that they really honed in on and played really well, just executed. So it was the quick plays out of the D zone, close support were the keys in my mind for the success here tonight.
Yeah, I think that's something that we talked about quite a bit lately, just some of those breakouts as well and the support back there. But I'm sure there was a bit of frustration coming into this one, especially a long road trip for you guys. But hey, for you, maybe it was the pickleball.
Maybe. Hey, I still got to get out with Tomer, the of course the Ducks assistant coach. I've told him, look, we got to get a session in. If we can't get that, I'm contemplating retirement, AD. I really am. My pickleball game, you just never know. You never know when you're going to roll an ankle. You know, that would just be worst case scenario. Oh, I have a blast out there, but you saw Frenchie. I mean, he's just diving for balls. I'm diving for balls out there. So it gets intense out there on that pickleball court.
Yeah, I've got to plug Kemp French there on Instagram. Go check out that video from the pickleball session with all the broadcasters yesterday on the road and everyone involved on the truck side with the TV side as well. But, Emmer, safe travels from Calgary. I hear that you guys might be a little delayed tonight. Hopefully that's not the case. But safe travels back here, and we'll see you for the next game on Friday against Seattle.
Appreciate that, AD, and looking forward to it.
All right, and when we come back, we'll be talking more about this win tonight for the Anaheim Ducks, as well as some more of your thoughts on our text line. If you want to send us a text, you can right now at 714-940-2950. We'll be back.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, this is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water, nothing else.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then, one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
The OC Hair Metal Meltdown. Great White. Slaughter. Quiet Riot. And Vixen. 21st. Tickets on sale now. For tickets and more information, visit HondaCenter.com. You can't spell rock without OC.
Get the best seats, the best savings, and the best benefits with an Anaheim Ducks Orange Alliance season ticket membership. Members can save up to 40% off box office pricing. That's the largest discount on tickets available. Plus, they get access to members-only exclusive events, no-hassle interest-free payment plans, 20% off concessions and beer, 10% off merchandise at the Anaheim Ducks team store, and so much more. Join the Alliance today and get a free 30th anniversary Mighty Ducks bomber jacket while supplies last. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/season tickets.
Alexis Downey here with you with this post-game show. The Anaheim Ducks getting a 5-3 win tonight over the Calgary Flames. Really great to get back in the win column, especially after this road trip that the Ducks have had. A couple close games as a part of it. In particular, the one on Sunday against the Vancouver Canucks and that one last Thursday in Seattle. But, you know, I think it was a bit of a learning or so trip for Anaheim in some ways, because they really got down on themselves with two of the games and then, you know, came out a lot more energized in tonight's game, a lot more energized in the game on Sunday. That was that one goal loss. Had a good feeling about this one coming into it and was really happy to see the Ducks were able to really bury down on their chances. That was something I know we talked a lot about in the game on, and really the last couple games, to be honest, because there have been some great scoring chances that just so close, but not quite. But tonight I felt like the Ducks were able to get those done, especially from a variety of goal scorers, which was good to see on that end. If you look at some of the point totals from this one, obviously Alex Killorn, 2 goals for the Ducks tonight. And then Troy Terry, 1 goal, 2 assists. So he had a 3-point night. Olin Zellweger, that 3-point night. With his 3 assists, he became the 7th defenseman, rookie defenseman in Ducks history to get 3 assists. The 2nd this year, Pavel Minchikov the other to do so this year. And then as I shared on the broadcast as well, I mean, Olin Zellweger really making some waves tonight in this game. He also became the 10th Ducks rookie defenseman to post 3 points in a game, joining Pavel Minchikov, of course, as the 2nd to do so this season. And both of those players, 3 assists when they did so. So really, really good stuff from Olin Zellweger. And I mean, there was a reason there was so much excitement around him, really hoping that, you know, he'd come up and stay with the team for the rest of the year. When we heard that he would be around that trade deadline, great news. And he's just emerged. And I think, you know, when a player plays in their hometown, there's always an extra sense of excitement, maybe an extra pep in their step. And just having his parents there on Sunday, had a great game there, had a great game tonight once again. It's making a difference. So whatever he's doing, we want to keep seeing it through these last couple games that the Ducks still have. Also, someone that I want to note, because Emerson did mention them as well, Jackson Lacombe. This is the 5th time this season that Lacombe has logged 23 minutes or more in a game. He led all defensemen in total on ice time tonight, 23-13 and 22-40 at even strength. I want to shout out producer Steph for that stat in particular. I know Emerson talked about Lacombe in the last segment, but really just making a difference in this one tonight as well. So great to see from Jackson Lacombe, also someone who performed well in their home state of Minnesota earlier this season. So some good stuff all around from the Anaheim Ducks tonight, and very impressed by Mason McTavish also early in this game. I felt like he was really also making a difference. Unfortunate that he did leave the game. Definitely was an awkward play that happened. And you have to think about it too. We see the slowed down version of him being sandwiched basically between Uyghur and Bacall. But, you know, that happened in real time, very quickly. So hopefully he is okay. And hopefully we get an update on him soon when the Anaheim Ducks get back to town. But let's get to the text line, because I know we have a couple texts here talking about this game tonight. The first text that we got from Arden, he said, "Let's go Ducks. Hope Mac T is okay. The Ducks played an awesome game today, scoring 5 goals and bringing home the win." You know what would have been even better about this game is the Ducks scored 5 goals And it wasn't at Honda Center because everyone would have got free chicken. And I know who doesn't love free chicken. I wish it was at Honda Center for our fans. But five goals, we'll take it, whether it's home or away. Happy about this one as well. Another text that we got here. The game goes better when there aren't as many penalties called. Agreed. And the pace of the game kind of just, it keeps the pace of the game up. Looking at special teams tonight for the Anaheim Ducks, 1-for-2 on the PK. They did allow that power play goal from Sharon Govich early in the game in the second period. That was 2:30 into that second period. But only taken two penalties in this one. And the first penalty of the game, you know, or excuse me, the second penalty of the game that was that led to the goal was a too many men penalty. Those ones, I'm not a fan of those ones for obvious reasons. Those, it's just a little bit of a lack of communication sometimes. But yeah, great that the Ducks were able to stay disciplined tonight, especially after what we've seen on this road trip on that end. But Jacob Silverberg, really the only penalty taken, and it was a holding penalty, and that was only in the first period. So good on that end tonight. And the power play, of course, only one chance, but scored. So 100% on the power play tonight, Troy Terry getting that goal. Great stuff from him. And now he gets to the 20-goal mark on the year. It's awesome. Really happy to see that from him as well. The third consecutive season that Troy Terry gets to that mark. A big, big milestone for him. And I know that he has been a bit frustrated with his production this year, kind of ebbs and flows of it. But I think to get to that number has got to give him a little bit of confidence and just happy about where he's at. And as he looks to this last stretch of six games remaining for the Anaheim Ducks, are in the final month of the regular season now, the first game here of the month of April for the Ducks. And as we said, just overall, the defensive play tonight I really liked from the Anaheim Ducks, especially early in the game. They had a solid defensive effort to start. And I know that one of the things that head coach Greg Cronin wanted to stress going into this one tonight is getting pucks back. They have to get the pucks back, generating that a little bit through their breakouts in the neutral zone. The defensive breakouts has been something that we've talked about. Emerson and I just talked about it in the last segment, but those in general were a lot more improved tonight, and just the play through the neutral zone, it was a lot quicker. So I think those little things that they worked on, not necessarily little things, those are pretty big things, but those pieces of their game that they worked on, it ended up making a difference in this game tonight, and just winning their battles, skating hard, skating through, and getting those rebounds at the net. That's something that played a factor in this game as well on a number of the Ducks' goals. Just being in the right place, right time. Sometimes the lucky bounces go your way, especially like we saw on Troy Terry's goal. I mean, Zellweger has that shot. It hits off Carlson the right way, goes to Terry, who's perfectly placed, ready to go with his stick, puts it in quickly. So lucky bounces too, maybe a part of this game. But in hockey, you can never complain about those because we've seen plenty of unlucky bounces this season as well. And overall, just exciting game for Anaheim. Happy to come home with a win in their pocket, smiles on their faces, and ready to go for the next game on Friday against the Seattle Kraken. So when we come back, we're going to keep talking about this game tonight in Calgary and look ahead to the rest of the weekend that we have coming up.
It's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio. Exclusively on TuneIn.
There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive Soul Groove station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown Classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen.
Hey, music lovers, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and I want to personally invite you to listen to the world's first global country station, the Big 615, exclusively on TuneIn. Join us to hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are tearing it up with their music. It's the very best of country music, all in one place. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man. Reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow us.
Looking for an app to hear all your favorite music, news, sports, and more?
He's been president before. I know exactly
what
he
all of your audio all in one place, right here on TuneIn. Play your favorite stations, like Que Buena.
Mi corazón, muchas gracias por estar en sintonía, por comunicarse con
ESPN
nosotros.
Radio.
The ball out there, but the one thing DeMarcus does very well is he's a
The Daily.
Paul, we have spent a lot of time over the past year talking about higher education.
And so much more. Whatever you love listening to, you can hear it all on TuneIn.
Listen to all your favorite music, news, sports, and more all in one place. And hear all the audio you love, whether you're a music lover.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em.
Interested in what's going on around the world?
We are seeking consular assistance that has not yet been granted.
Or want to catch up on your team's live play-by-plays.
Shea wants the step-back three and got the step-back three.
It's all right here on TuneIn. Just sit back, relax, and listen.
And we're back with the post-game show on DuckStream. Still talking about this 5-3 win tonight for the Anaheim Ducks over the Calgary Flames. The second of three meetings that they have with the Flames this season. The final meeting will be Friday the 12th. That is the final home game of the Anaheim Ducks season. And that's coming up pretty quickly as a part of this four-game homestand that the Ducks have coming up, as I mentioned. The Seattle Kraken on Friday. They'll see the St. Louis Blues on Sunday. And then a week from today, the LA Kings are in Orange County taking on the Ducks at Honda Center. And then, like I mentioned, wrapping it up with the Flames on the 12th. So a lot to look forward to in the next week or so as far as home games for the Anaheim Ducks. So if you're looking to catch a game before the end of the season, you have four to choose from in the next week plus at this point. So, and especially with the energy that the Ducks are going to be riding off of from this game in particular tonight, I think that it's a good sign going into the game against Seattle on Friday, a team that they've really struggled with this season. When you look at the first two games of this road trip in Seattle, giving up 8 goals to the Kraken, only getting 2 for the Ducks as that stretch of those two games. So I'm hoping that we see this same energy, this same, you know, the breakouts are strong. They're winning their puck battles. Olin Zellweger, keep it up. We love what we're seeing from him. Trevor Zegras, too. He's been awesome to have back in the lineup. I really liked him alongside Mason McTavish. And I think that was also a part of why McTavish was kind of looking more like the McTavish that we know from what we've seen from him. I think just having one of his good friends, Zegras, back out on the ice might have been helpful for him. But, you know, that's just something that's part of hockey. You know, lines change, come and go. And just still hoping that McTavish is okay after this one today and going down. Like I said, the speed of this game is so quick. So, you know, that play certainly happened very quickly. But overall, just great stuff from the Anaheim Ducks tonight. And also just seeing how Vetrano easily stepped in his absence on that second line alongside Zegras and Strome. I thought the three of them played well together through the end of this game too. And there was certainly a number of scoring chances. Certainly a number of scoring chances for the Ducks, especially early in this game. That first period, they had 27 total attempted shots. And it was most of that period that the Ducks didn't have a whole lot of shots on goal initially. And they were kind of missing the net. They weren't quite on target. And then that McTavish goal just sparked everything. And there was a number of outnumbered attacks for the Anaheim Ducks. They were great in the neutral zone early. I talk about the solid defensive play that they had through the game. That obviously helped as well. But I think that early first period success, actually it would be later in that first period success that they had. It really set the tone for the rest of this game for Anaheim. And they didn't want to come out of this one with a loss tonight with the way this road trip has gone. And that was very evident in their play as well. So like I said, the next game on Friday taking on the Seattle Kraken. Third time in the past, 2 weeks or so that we're seeing the Kraken, and it'll be the last time that the Ducks will see the Kraken for the season. Looking forward to that one on Friday, 7 o'clock start, 6:30 pregame. And as I mentioned, it's the third and final Legacy Night, volume number 3. The previous two Legacy Nights have been really special. Looking forward to everything that our Anaheim Ducks entertainment staff has in store for the night as well. I know there's some special pregame things going on outside, maybe Brewery X. That's been one of the places for a lot of the events. So if you're coming out to that one on Friday, excited for it as well. And if my voice keeps cracking here a little bit, trying to get through this one. Yeah, I made it so many games without getting a cold, but I'm trying to kick this cold before the end of the season, guys, so stick with me. But we're going to get through it, and we're going to be all good to go on Friday, just like the Anaheim Ducks are going to be, and hopefully we can get a win, like I mentioned. So if you want to stick around and hear this replay of the Ducks and Flames tonight, we'll have that for you on the other side of the break, and it's a good one. A lot of goals in it for the Anaheim Ducks, two from Killer, as we mentioned, Fowler, Terry. We got everything in this game, so I would recommend sticking around and listening to this replay. But as always, thank you for tuning in for the post-game show on Duck Stream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes.
You keep saying you got something for me.
Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Everything Everywhere
by Noah Kahan and Gracie Abrams.
Now playing on Adult Alternative.
Everywhere, everything. Want to love you to perform for the words to eat. Till our fingers decompose. Keep my hand in yours.
Hear this music and more on TuneIn. Discover your new favorite sound today.
The
biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
No. Oh my, wait, oh my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deeks.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce, all the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky.
All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Lauren Daigle. The Kaleidoscope Tour. Saturday, April 20th, the Honda Center. With special guest Victory Boyd. Rolling Stone hails the two-time Grammy winner as exceptional. Lauren Daigle. The soulful and powerful voice. Tickets are on sale now at laurendaigle.com.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
See every Honda Center event from the best seats in Orange County. Annual premium club seats are the best way to entertain your most important clients, best friends, your family, and yourself. Events of all sorts come to Honda Center year-round, so there's something for everyone. Spend less time parking, finding your seats, and buying concessions, and more time enjoying all the amenities of the Pacific Premier Bank Club level. Get our latest club seat offers today at HondaCenter.com/club seats.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.